Says if someone has five wives who are each supported by him, and each one lives in a separate house in the same chatzar as the husband, or if someone has five servants who are supported by him, and each live in their own house in the same chatzar as the master. Rehuda ben Beseri says in the case of the wives, no eruv is needed because they consider to be one with the husband, even though they eat and sleep in their own houses. In the case of the servants, an eruv is needed to permit the chatzar. Rehuda ben Bava says no eruv is needed in the case of the servants because Rav proves from a pasuk that because of his constant obligation to his master, a servant is considered to be a resident of his master's residence, but an eruv is needed in the case of the wives. What about a talmud who's supported by his rebbe and lives in his rebbe's chatzar? Did I need an eruv? When Rav was in the yeshiva of Chia, he said there's no need to join an eruv because we're supported by Chia. Chia said the same when he was learning by the yeshiva of Rebbe. Abai asked Rabbi, if five people join an eruv and now want to join an eruv with another chatzar, can one member of the group contribute for the entire group, or does each member have to contribute? Rabbi said one person can contribute for the entire group. Abai asked, in our Mishnah, the brothers are like members of a group who have joined in an eruv, because the Mishnah says they don't even need an eruv, our Mishnah said, and then yet the Mishnah, as understood by Abai, says that when they want to join with another eruv, they must do so on their own. Rabbi said the Mishnah is discussing whether the brothers are trying to make an eruv in their own chatzar, and they must do so because the case being discussed is where there are members of the chatzar besides the brothers. The Mishnah is saying, since the other members of the chatzar prohibit the chatzar, the brothers are considered to prohibit as well, and they must each join on their own if the eruv is not kept in the father's house. This can be proven from the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says, if there are no other residents, they don't need to join an eruv. It would seem that if there are other residents, they must join an eruv. Chia bar Avani Asoshesh, the members of yeshiva who eat their meals in a restaurant in the valley but sleep in the yeshiva, where's the chum measured from? From the restaurant or from the yeshiva? He answered, measured from the yeshiva. In fact, when you establish an eruv of food and then you sleep at home, the chum is measured from the eruv of the food, which represents the place that he eats, and not from the place where he sleeps. Mar says, when you make an eruv, you would prefer having the ability to sleep at the place of the eruv, so therefore you measure from there. But the members of the yeshiva would actually prefer if the food was able to be brought to them in the yeshiva where they sleep, where they learn. So we measure the tchum from the yeshiva. Rabbi Bachama asked Rav Chista, a father and a son, or a talmud and a rebbe, are they considered to be one person, so if they're the only members of the chatzar, they don't need to make an eruv to permit carrying, or are they considered to be two separate entities? Also, are they considered as two houses in the chatzar, so that the mavui of this chatzar can be adjusted with a lechi or kairo, because the mavui can only be adjusted like there was a lechi or kairo when there are two chatzeris that open into it, with each chatzar having two houses in it? So are they considered to be two separate houses, or are they considered to only be quote-unquote one house? So Rav Chista said, a brisa says that a father and a son, or a talmud and a rebbe, are considered to be one entity when there are no other members of the chatzar with regard to the fact that they don't need to make an eruv. However, their mavi may be adjusted with a lecher kaira on account of them, and that way we're makel. Look, the Mishnah, five chatzaris that open up into each other, they're in a line with an opening between each chatzar and the one that it neighbors, and which are also open, each open to a mavoi. If each chatzar made an eruv but did not join in a shitav with the mavoi, each chatzar may carry based on the eruv they made, but may not carry two or in the mavoi, because we don't rely on the eruv for the function as a shitav. Number two, is look, the Mishnah, if they made a shitav for the mavoi but didn't make individual eruvin, they're permitted to carry in the chatzar and the mavoi, rely on the shitav to function as an eruv. Number three, if they each made an eruv and made a shitav, but one of the members of the chatzar forgot to join the eruv but did join the shitav, they're allowed to carry in the chatzar and the mavi because we rely on the shitav to function as the eruv. Finally, number four, if they each made an eruv and made a shitav, but one member forgot to join the shitav, they're permitted to carry in the chatzeris but not in the mavi because the mavi is to the chatzeris as the chatzar is to the houses. The first part of the Mishnah seems to follow Rab Meir, who says that an eruv and a shitav are both necessary, but the second part of the Mishnah seems to follow Rabbanan, who says that only one of the two are necessary to be done. Mar says the second section is not a new case, it's a continuation of section one, and it's saying if an eruv was made and in addition a shitav was made, the chatzar and the mavi are both permitted. Section 3 of the Mishnah says that although one forgot to join the eruv, carrying in the chatzar and mavi are mutter. That can only be true if the one who forgot to join relinquishes rights in the chatzar. However, now section 4 of the Mishnah says if someone forgot to join the shitav, it's also to carry in the mavi. If, as we established regarding section 3, the Mishnah is discussing where he relinquishes rights, so why is it also to carry in the mavi? We can't say that our mayor says that one may not relinquish rights in a mavi because we find clearly that he allows it. It must be that section 4 is discussing where he did not relinquish his rights. If so, section 3 also must be discussing such a case. That would mean that section 3 allows carrying in the chatzar based on a shitav, which follows the shitav of the Rabbanon. That would mean the beginning and the end of the Mishnah follow Rav Meir, and the middle follows the Rabbanon. Mar says the entire Mishnah really follows Rav Meir. The reason Rav Meir requires an eruv and a shitav is so the concept of eruv shouldn't be forgotten. In this case, since most of the people joined the eruv, this concern is not valid that we're going to forget about eruv. Therefore, even Rav Meir would say that in this case, the shitav allows carrying even in the chatzar. Rav Yehuda says that Rav taught a version of the Mishnah which did not say that chatzaris were open to other chatzaris. They were only open to the mavi. If so, when the Mishnah discusses eruv, it's referring to an eruv that only permits carrying within each chatzar, not between chatzeris. In that case, even the Rabbanu would agree that such an eruv can't function as a shitav. Rav Kahana said like this as well. Rav Yosef explained the reason Rav felt a mishnah must be learned this way is because Rav held that for a shitav to be effective, the food used for the shitav must be carried out of the chatzar through the mavoi and then into the chatzar in which it will be stored. Therefore, if the chatzeris are connected, Rav would say the shitav is possible. because people will think the food was brought directly to the chatzar, in which is being stored without ever having being brought through the mavi. For acting where our mission says that if the people of one chatzar are partners with the people of another chatzar and wine or oil, there's no need to create a shituf. According to Rav, since the food never entered the mavi, it should not be a good shituf. The Mishnah Gemara says the mission is discussing a case where the wine and oil was carried out from each chatzar and into the mavi. For acting where our mission says that a shituf can be made by placing a barrel of wine in one of the chatzaris and saying that it's for all the members of the mavi. The food was never collected and therefore it was never brought out into the mavi. The Gemara says the mission is discussing a case where the barrel was carried out of each chatzar and into the mavi. Rabbi Bar Chananias, we find that Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of that Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rab that when in a bind you can simply rely on the bread that you have on your table to act as a sheet by granting ownership in it to all the members of the mavi. Based on this statement of Rab, it can't be that he holds that the sheet must be carried out to the mavi. If so, why does Rab insist on learning the mission like he did? Mari answers, the reason why Rab said the mission is discussing where the chatzeres are not connected is because he felt that if they were connected, they would be given the status of one chatzer. If so, the mavi would only have one chatzar opening up into it. Rav holds that a mavi must have a minimum of two chatzeres with two houses each minimum opening up into it, which this mavi wouldn't have if the chatzeres were connected.